Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, when you hear that song, you know what time it is. Time to talk to Nikki Jobvala and maybe Julian as well. Hello, Nikki. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good. Have you caught up on sleep from the draft, and is the little one letting you sleep?
He's been pretty good. I'm not going to lie. He's slept through the night a couple nights now, and he's only a month old, so I feel lucky.
That's awesome.
I hope I didn't just jinx it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Get ready for the night.
Yeah,
get ready for the night.
Exactly.
All right, so we were all out in Ashburn all weekend going through the draft. Nine picks over 3 days. I think there was, I'd say, a lot to like, maybe some questions. What is your impression of Adam Peters' first draft as GM?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I'm always the type that I kind of want to see how they look on the field, how they play before I give out grades. But I like the types of players they went after. I like the qualities of players they sought. A lot of these guys were captains on their teams. A lot of guys that play with versatility. And I realize as I'm saying these, this is a lot of the same traits that we praised Rivera's picks for. But, you know, I like that they went after positions of need, but also guys that they know are just darn good football players, like Johnny Newton. Yes, they have two solid guys on the interior there with John Allen, Daron Payne, but I really like, I mean, I think many teams had a first-round grade on them. I think the biggest question for me, and probably the same for others, is, you know, how are they going to fill that hole at left tackle? Because it's such an important position, especially with, you know, a young quarterback coming in, a quarterback who has taken a fair number of hits in college. How are they going to really protect him? And it, you know, I don't fault them for how they went about this draft. It would have been too costly to try to trade back in and get one in the first round, and there weren't, you know, a number of obvious good answers there in the second. So it's just kind of where they're at. You know, they plugged the holes that they thought they could in this draft, and, you know, we'll have to keep working to rebuild this team.
I think when you look at them, though, Nick, that just seemed like they had, like, a game plan. And we hear people every year say, well, we got the guy that was on our board. But when you really look at them, they seem to have gone down and they got the type of people that they wanted.
Yeah, yeah, and I like that. I like that they – came into the entire offseason really with a plan of how they were going to fix this roster. It didn't just start with a draft. It didn't feel like they were winging it. It wasn't, you know, this year we want speed. The next year we want something different. I think they have a plan of the types of players they want. And they'll, you know, hopefully stick with that plan and not change it every year. But it does seem like they were really trying to get in a veteran core to start, which they did in free agency, and then try to, you know, get in these younger guys that could learn from them. And they had some, you know, versatility. They had speed. They had athleticism. But they also have, like, proven track records. I thought one of the really interesting themes that I noticed with a lot of these picks is, you know, guys that have, you know, really been forced to prove themselves in their college careers. Like Jaden Daniels, obviously an incredible player, but year over year, his improvement, I thought, said a lot about him as a player, as a person. Luke McCaffrey changing positions. You know, he's drafted or committed to Nebraska as a quarterback, and then became a receiver. Mike Sainer still was a receiver who converted to DB, really proved himself in only two seasons. I like that because that, to me, shows the player's willing to be coached, it can work, and has the talent to play multiple spots on the field. So that was one of the things that really stuck out to me.
I agree with you there. You mentioned something about the left tackle position. Do you think the plan is not to go with Brandon Coleman at left tackle? Are you concerned of his ability to kind of take it over? It seems like they are convinced Coleman can be the guy.
Yeah, and I don't know enough about Brandon Coleman to really say one way or the other, to be frank with you. I would imagine they have him come in and compete with Cornelius Lucas, and, you know, eventually they you know, maybe the young kid will win out. I also think they'll probably look at the waiver wire and, you know, late additions for veteran guys. I mean, that's how Leno got on the roster a few years ago. So that could be the route this year. And if, you know, if Coleman shows out this year, great. Problem solved. If not, that'll be like the emphasis next year, just like quarterback was this year.
But isn't it a situation where, you know, I know we all want to solve every problem in this year, but this thing is not one where they're building it to just be for this year and next year. It's something that they're trying to change up with all the stink that's been going on. So they may go into next year and they may have to find somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think there's – sorry, Jillian says hi.
I just think there's so much
coming into this offseason that maybe even more than they expected, more work to be done about, you know, just the needs of the team, the roster holes, that they just can't do it all in one offseason. It's just not feasible for anybody. But I think they've done a lot of great work to really, you know, sort of lay that foundation for what they want to do. So, you know, I think they're in a good place. We'll see how it looks on the field.
Yeah.
But on paper, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, I mean this seriously. If you need to go, go. We're good here. You need to go?
I mean, he's pretty upset. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. go do your thing.
He's basically showing you that the small is rules.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like every first time here, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. What am I doing? He's good now.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Now.
All right, yeah. Good. So going forward, do you think kind of one interesting thing we talked about earlier this morning was the Sam Hartman signing? My guess is Jake Fromm probably on the way out, considering the new group has now acquired four quarterbacks.
Yeah, that was kind of what I read in that. Because they did give Sam Hartman a pretty sizable guarantee for an undrafted player, one of the biggest in the, you know, of all undrafted players in the league. So they see something there. At very least, maybe the practice squad quarterback. But yeah, I kind of read that the same way that you did, that, you know, Jake Fromm could be the odd one out. Having five quarterbacks, I mean, maybe they go into camp with all five. I would kind of be surprised. I would think the roster shuffles, you know, a few more times before camp. You know, again, with the, you know, either, you know, just a late veteran additions or even after rosters are formed once, you know, the waiver wire comes out.
Was there any – we're talking with our friend Nikki Jabvala here from the Washington Post. You can follow her on X and Instagram at Nikki Jabvala, NikkiJhabvala. Was there any pick that really surprised you where you thought they'd go – I mean, even the Johnny Newton going with a D-tackle that early, it's easy to understand why they did it, but it still, you know, in the immediate moment was a bit of a surprise. Was there anything that stood out?
The one surprise I had was trading back with Philly. I kind of wanted them to grab Cooper DeJean there. But again, I really like Mike Sainer. So I think he's a really intriguing prospect. I'm really curious how they see him. I mean, I know they said they see him as, you know, sort of that star position, that nickel role, but, you know, how does he fit in with the rest of the guys in the DB's room, and how do they see that secondary playing out? I think he's a good pick. I like the pick. I thought the move at first to trade back, especially with a division rival, was interesting. But that was really it. I mean, I was trying to think if there were others that really were like, I don't know about that.
What it showed me is they have total confidence in what they're doing, and they don't care about what the other people are doing.
Yeah.
When they traded with Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I respect that. And, like, I mean, Adam did say that Philly gave the best offer. So, okay then.
Yeah, and I think twice they were willing to trade out of taking DeGene, who was kind of the consensus pick there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they passed on those tackles, Patrick Paul, Blake Fisher, like they passed on those dudes.
Yeah.
I think because they were so confident in being able to get Coleman later, it felt like there was an overriding strategy to a lot of the moves rather than kind of one criticism that I think is pretty easy to make during the Rivera era is there never seemed to be like one guiding principle. Right?
It
was like, all right, we're going to go this way. We're going to try this. But at first, they were building around a quarterback. Then
the guiding principle was Carolina.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, then it became the Chiefs and it became the Bills. It changed year to year, too.
Right. I think Peters, frankly, is building for 25. Like, I still think this.
Yeah, I do too.
But
I do too.
They're clearly identifying what they want between the athletes and the type of players and building through the draft. I thought trading out with Philly was about volume more than anything else.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, this is what they did from really the first week they were in the building. I remember Quinn talking to us about this, about, you know, getting the player traits that they wanted for every position and having all the scouts come in and meet. So everybody was on the same page. So scouts were on the road and they saw a player that, you know, was outside their positional group or something, you know, they could go to the other coaches and say, hey, but this guy fits what we're looking for this spot. And it would make a lot of sense. So they really got on the same page from the outset, and you can see it's, you know, they've carried it through. So
I agree. I'm going to let you go. I just did need to point out to you that the Orioles are in first place in the AL East.
Wow. You're just going to drop that? That's how we're going to end things now?
I just thought it was relevant. You know, you're very busy right now. I wasn't sure if you were aware. I want to make sure Jeff's aware, too, that the O's at 18 and 10 are ahead of the Yanks at 19 and 11.
Thanks. You're welcome. Appreciate the update. Thanks, JP.
Thank you for the time, as
always.
Nikki,
take care.
All right, boy.
See you guys.
All right.
All right, bye.
Shout out to Julian making his appearance very well known. Yo, Jeff, relax, dog. Relax. I'm just pointing out facts, all right? Just the facts, man. Sounded like Julian was getting hungry or something. Don't you think there'd
be? Julian is saying, look, you're not going to talk to those two dudes and I'm sitting right here? What the hell? I'm jealous.
I agree with that. So if you want to check us out on the YouTube stream, we are here. 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. People are laughing at me. There's a lot of guys have theories on how Rooster infected his finger.
I don't want to hear them.
I don't know that we can say.
Nah, we're not going to read those. I had a lot of things in my head that I can imagine, you know, so I'm just saying.
I appreciate Nikki joining us. I did want to ask Jeff something because we found ourselves with a few minutes here. Jeff, apparently Kendrick Lamar just dropped a new diss track to Drake. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Get me up to speed on all things going on here.
Okay, so it's a rap beef going on. You have, I don't know, we don't know where the beef came from, but it was alleged over a dancer. We don't know how true that story
is. So both of them was knocking boots with the same chick?
It's alleged. It didn't even start with, you know, it didn't even just start with Kendrick. But jabs have been thrown as far as rap lyrics. There was a song called Like That in which Kendrick Lamar goes crazy. Drake then responds with a diss track which featured an AI Snoop Dogg and the AI Tupac.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Is that crap legal?
Snoop's alive.
When you
and like active.
Oh, a cease and desist definitely came.
But I'm just saying, you're going to just go
so
take
Drake
somebody's
had
stuff?
To use AI for his diss track?
Just to bring Pac and Snoop on. It, people didn't really make nothing of it because it's a rap beef going on. It's a battle. That's not the only crazy. I don't know if you paid attention, but last week, Chris Brown and Quavo of the Migos, they had a rap beef, and quite honestly, Chris Brown murdered Quavo. Like,
really?
Brown,
he's not even a rapper.
Chris Brown is as talented as he dances, he sings,
he paints,
he does everything.
He paints.
He writes a lot of stuff.
We're not going to do that because they got into a domestic dispute that was equally their fault.
I'm looking up Chris Brown's paintings.
But the dude painted a painting with his feet dancing.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
But he murdered Quavo.
So here's
rap wise.
I associate rap beefs
kind of like Scotty did you.
Nah.
I'm just joking.
I'm like a part when I linger.
Wanna put my finger?
You know when there's a fight and these guys start talking about they're gonna kill each other, and then at the weigh-in and they're pushing and shoving, like that's just the fight game. Like you're just selling the fight.
Yeah.
To me, these rap beefs.
Back in the day, people hated each other.
Well, dude, I mean, when I was growing up, like I probably the most consequential rap beef of all time was Biggie and Tupac and everything that happened. People were actually murdered. It was awful. But now it seems like even like the biggest rap beef that I paid a lot of attention to at its point was Jay-Z and Nas. And that was kind of, I'm sure they were on some level fighting about who's the best in New York, but they were also just selling out.
Rap beef, if the two people that are beefing normally destitute or just handle it, nothing happens. It's when the idiots around them get involved. Am I right?
Yeah, this is genuine rap beef. However, Quavo and Chris Brown is not genuine rap beef. Chris Brown's diss was equivalent to Ether. He called that man out. He told him, I want it. The next time I see you, it's going to be hands put on you. That's the most entertaining beef going on now in rap.
Jeffrey, you got to send me that.
I got you.
All right. I got to hear that.
All right. Now we're all caught up.
I'm going to drive down to Norfolk later on this week. I could probably listen to that. That'd get me all the way down there, won't it?
I can't imagine it's that long.
Nah.
Dude, repeat. When you listen to a song the first time, you miss a lot. You got to go through it again, dog.
B. Mitch, how long does it take an average person to get to Norfolk Landfill? 3.5 hours or so, probably? Brian, how long do you think it'll take you to get to Norfolk?
3.
How far?
2.5.
Where are you leaving, from here?
That's a little farther than that. I'm leaving from my house.
All right. Norfolk, VA, from here.
From my house is about close to 100 and something, 170 something, 80 miles.
All right. From here, right now. Says 337, 340.
300 miles easily, dog. Three hours easily.
I love that they pretend that there's not traffic on 95. So I'll put in from Chantilly, just rough estimation.
Yeah, rough estimation.
Says 3.5. But at least from your house, you can go around down to Fredericksburg, right?
If I go all the way there, that'd put extra time on. There's little country roads, and you got to watch the police. They hide in the trees.
Apparently, you can fly. From Dulles to Norfolk.
That won't be happening.
It's only $185.
That's the dumbest thing in the world to do that.
Is it? I bet you're there in like 7 minutes.
Yep.
And $185 cheaper. less
$185 plus I got to get a rental car. No, I'm going to drive.
Brian's driving to Norfolk, and he's going to listen to one song on repeat. We'll be right back.
Repeat, baby, repeat.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It sounds like he's feeling real good.
So very special. There's a serious radio edit right there.
Yeah.
But I'm a creep.
That dude over there in the junkie studio looked like he's seen this song.
What am I doing?
With that hair, man, hair all the way down to his butt.
I think the Radiohead singer has short hair.
He does. But I think he shaves his head.
Normally, when he has these type of little jaws,
that's fair.
Yeah. Jeff, what are you laughing about? There's a lot of weird commenting going on the stream. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We good? Somebody's offering us gabagool.
I was highlighting this comment. It said, I welcome this new distraction to my workday.
Big B from D.C., let him know.
Yeah.
We are here.
Give us a better word than distraction, though, Big B.
Brian, there's no way, unless you are Rick on the route and your job is to drive around, if you sit at a desk, we are a distraction. Let's be real. We distract each other while we're trying to get this thing done.
Be honest with you, half of the people listening, they're not distracted. They don't work anyway.
That's true. Lord knows we distract Chris Russell from his own show.
They don't do anything.
I hadn't seen this on the show sheet until this morning. So I don't know if you had it on there yesterday, Landfill, and we blew through it or what.
Right.
I haven't heard this audio, but I saw
the 130?
Yes. I saw Bickle's tweet about it.
No.
And I was curious what your reaction was going to be about it. Do you want to do this topic?
We could do it, but if I say some stuff, I really don't care how they take it, because I'm thinking people got to get the hell over what was and move on to what's going to be.
All right, Landini, this is from the Junks, right? This is Michael Lombardi on with the Junkies, I think yesterday, talking about the quarterback situation in Washington.
And I said this to three or four head coaches in the league this offseason.
Yeah.
I would rather have had Sam Howell than a lot of these quarterbacks that are drafted in the first round.
Really?
Really? So
which one specifically?
I would rather have Sam Howell than, other than Caleb Williams, I probably would rather have Sam Howell than any of them.
Than Jaden Daniels?
Wow.
That's good, Landfill. I find that extremely hard to believe.
Let me ask you a question,
real.
Bro. Why do you – so Mike Lombardi come from a great name, great track history.
Is he related to Vince?
I don't know, but he's got a great name. Is he sitting in somebody's office or working for any team right now saying that? Mm-hmm. No. I said this last week. I addressed that last week. I'll address it again. People get in front of a camera and on a microphone and say some of the dumbest S in the world, okay? If he was in somebody's building, there's no damn way he would rather that. He won't. Because most people don't want Sam over May. You know, so I don't get that. And listen, man, just getting on radio and saying stuff sometimes and you get a rise out of certain people, it's okay, but it's stupid. You're going to tell me you Sam Howell, who we saw play last year, you want him over the prospect of all these dudes in the draft this year other than Caleb Williams? That's that bull-ish right there.
I like Sam. I liked Sam. I thought the building was broken last year on 100 different levels. I don't know that he will find success, but I don't think he was going to find it last year. I like Sam. Frankly, I think Sam's better than Mariota. I think you'd be better off with Sam as your backup than what we've seen from Marcus. I understand why they wanted to make a move, why they wanted to start fresh. I understand it. I wrap my mind around it. I've moved forward. The assertion that Sam Howell, who went in the fifth round, and dude, he showed a lot of guts. If you had to say one thing about Sam last year, the kid was tough as a brick. I mean, just tough as nails, right? Absolutely. And that has a tremendous amount of value, especially in locker rooms. When guys see their quarterback getting his ass kicked and suiting up week after week, it matters. I know that matters. I am a Sam Howell fan. But the assertion that you would want him over
first of all,
Drake May or Jaden Daniels is asinine.
Why does anyone in this town at this point cares about a statement like that?
That's also fair.
Why would they want to even be thinking about moving backwards? You're moving forward now, okay? And some of that stuff, like listen, man, when I hear people say stuff like that, your butt hurt, okay?
But I don't understand why he...
Because maybe he likes Sam all the time, and he just doesn't like the other guys. You know, because I would say I'll put him against the 32 general managers, and I guarantee you he'd probably be by himself. But we'll put him on a radio, and he's better than everybody that's working doing their jobs. As that, I don't buy it.
Yeah, and maybe he says Howell here talking to the D.C. audience because he knows it'll get a reaction.
Yeah, but that's the thing about it. I'm tired of reactions. I want to hear what somebody really thinks instead of the stuff that they know is going to get a reaction and get people to, oh, Lombardi said it. Let's go to wherever he's working. Let's go follow his stuff. And that's what most people do today. I don't care about all that. I want to know what you truly feel. If you're man enough to be, tell us what you truly feel. Because some stuff that you say he may truly feel this. And he sounds like an ass.
I find it, I mean, Lamphill, the reason Howell slipped to the fifth round is because the concern was after a couple years as a starter at Carolina, he held on to the ball too long, took too many sacks, and turned it over too much. And by the end of last season, what did we see? We saw a guy that has some real talent. He has some real toughness, has a big arm, can make plays with his legs, but he turns it over too much. It takes too many sacks.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he slipped in the draft. You put it on the show sheet, Landini. What's your reaction?
That was a hell of a take. I kind of agree with Bemich. I think there's a reason why this guy doesn't work for an NFL team anymore. I think that's maybe kind of a problem more generally with the whole people who comment on football. You know, there's like a lot of former head coaches that can't get hired in the NFL that are firing off their takes. But I also would just say, if I was just betting on odd, like gambling, I would bet on the guy who was drafted in the first round being a better quarterback than the guy who was drafted in the fifth round. And you're kind of a nutcase if you do otherwise.
Jeffrey, we'll go around the
horn. Thanks for the update, Lamphill.
I just told you, you were that it was not, he doesn't look similar, is all I'm saying.
No, I didn't say they look similar. Oh, okay. I just said it sounds like he would be singing that song. I don't know what the radio heads look like.
You do now.
Now I know.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was actually in here when they had him on the air, and I was looking at Drab and Valdez the entire time like, yo, what is he saying? Is he serious right now? Because I ain't going to lie. I was a Sam Howell fan.
I am still.
Yeah, I still have the truth. I still have hope that he'll do good in the league, but it's like this is a performance-based league, and we had the opportunity to get the guy that won the Heisman who has the potential to perform better. We got to go get him.
But I don't even put the Heisman in it because, you know what, sometimes people win the Heisman just because they're a great athlete, okay? Tim Tebow was a great athlete, wasn't no damn good quarterback, but he got drafted first round.
Who's the guy? But when the Ravens still got Ohio State, didn't he win a Heisman? Troy Smith.
Yeah, Troy Smith. Like,
the Heisman does not equate pro success.
Ward never even got drafted.
I love Charlie Ward.
But my whole thing is, this guy happens to win the Heisman, but he had great performances at doing what you want a quarterback to do. And you're going to say what you rather have right now. Yes, if it's not. If my life don't depend on it, I can say whatever the hell I want to say.
But, dude, let's make it
But when
not...
your life depends upon it, you do not say stupid stuff like that.
But, right. You know what Doc always
says? Or your livelihood.
Well, I love Doc has a good line. He says, yeah, it's easy to say what you would do, what you would bet on. What if it was your money? What would you do if it was your money you were spending?
Yes.
And I just find it. I think and hope it's kind of a jokey hot take to show the questions about this quarterback draft class, whatever it is, I think it's a little nuts.
As you listen to the other pundits and some of the people that's been doing this, choosing players forever, they say this is one of the best draft classes in a long time for quarterbacks.
Right.
And this guy comes along and say, oh, only one guy is better than everybody else. Now, the guy Caleb Williams, many people say Caleb has the most talent, but people still question, can he operate in an offense that's standard.
On time, right.
And on time, instead of just doing all the extra stuff to get something done. So, I understand what you're saying, but, dude, come on, man. See, like, I have no problem with it, and you've experienced it a lot. People come on here, and they say some stuff. If I don't agree, I'm asking you a question. You're going to explain that. I'm not going to just take it.
They went back and forth a little more. Yeah.
I'm not saying about what they don't do. Yeah. That's the way I am. Because I know people go on airways and they like to go to places where they can talk about stuff because they're it's a lightning rod. I'm questioning you. I don't care who the hell you are. Why you think that way? And it ain't going to be just because. No, explain that a little bit more for me.
Shout out to Deborah Bell on the stream. She says we're enhancing her workday. Not distracting.
Thank you, Deborah.
Enhancing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. We're going to come back and make some bets. Don't go anywhere.
What up? What up? Be Mitch and Finley on 106. What up?
We gotta get that camera on
Darius
landfield.
Darius is singing low key over here. He trying to hide his face.
Be Mitch and Finley.
106. What's my man's name, Greg?
What up?
Greg Dodson.
Shout out to Greg Dodson. What's his other banger? Jesus is my quarterback?
Hog Wild and Skin Crazy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wait. What?
Yeah, I think you heard that correct. I think Jesus Is My Quarterback and Hog Wild and Skin Crazy are on the same album. I mean, that's how you follow up a classic like What Up? All right. I think it's time to make some bets. There's been a lot of disagreement, a lot of arguing. Landfill's giving me the finger. Let's set a ruling.
He told you
up.
You're number one.
What's that?
He's telling you you're number one.
Well, I appreciate that, Landfill. Let's get a ruling going. We give each other the finger kind of constantly on this program between the four of us. In a standard hour, we have four commercial breaks, right? Or kind of three, kind of four, however you want to count it. Somebody's always getting the finger like seven times a day, except for Russell, who's got an infected finger. But everybody else with healthy fingers, it's a lot of give and take, like boom, double birds going out and about. Are we allowed to just give the finger? This is an audio medium. We are paid for audio. I think we're allowed to give the finger on the YouTube stream. Oh, B's really trying to outsmart some people.
Hey, you know what you're telling people? No matter what finger it is, they're number one. That's all.
Let's make some bets.
Oh, Jeff, I was just told by someone on text, say, come pick up this damn grill. You know what it was? Okay, good. Go pick up the damn grill.
Go pick up the damn grill, Jeff. I believe.
Who won last night?
Me.
I didn't win.
Okay, so. Since y'all want the results, I was waiting for my name to be called, but. Okay.
Jeffrey.
We don't know your name.
Okay. So, B. Mitch, you are sitting at 0-1.
Cool.
Only because the Nuggets didn't.
Didn't win by 7.5. Yeah.
I'm sitting at 0-1 as well.
Because the Yankees lost.
Yeah.
Who did they lose to?
To the Orioles.
The Orioles.
That's the only part of my bet that I cared about.
Hater. Landfill is sitting at 1-0.
Uh-huh.
And JP is sitting at
1-0. First of all, I'm not going to be here Friday. So y'all going to say I lost anyway. So
I have hit. Yeah,
that's correct.
I've hit five straight bets.
I promise you,
I'm kind of on fire.
I don't care because tonight I want everybody to take it. I'm serious. We do not lose two times in a row. Take the Orioles. The Yankees money line.
You're dropping a we with the Yankees.
Are you French or something?
Take the Yankees over the Orioles.
Just plain money line?
Money line,
if you
baby.
Believe they're going to whoop them, tell them they're going to beat them by a point and a half.
Now the Orioles been playing some good baseball, but like the Yankeys have been playing some good baseball.
Where they playing at?
They playing Baltimore. In Baltimore.
I'm going with the Orioles again.
My boy Mark's going. Okay. I want to be going. But
that's fine.
No, right upside your head. Oops, upside your head.
All right, he's got the Yanks. Have you made a pick outside of just trolling him?
No, I do that. That would do this every day. I lose every bet. I just want to troll Jeff.
What do you like, Landini?
I'm taking the Nats because Nats plus 1.5 because Josiah Gray is pitching. I think if Jeff can't
is
hit
this
him.
His first game back from the – when he on IL?
Sure. I think if Jeff can't hit him, then the Rangers won't be able to either.
Give me the over. Also on Cleveland and Orlando.
Let's get Blanco on tomorrow. Let's catch up on some Nats baseball. I've won five in a row, folks. Listen to your boy. Magic plus 5 tonight.
Magic Johnson?
Orlando
I'm
Magic.
I'm joking with you.
Orlando Bloom.
When are we going to do this back into the NFC East?
You can do it, put your back into it.
I do it every time I put my back into it. But every time, my question is, when are we doing our
this is what
drafting
we're asking
with all the people in the East?
The boys in the aquarium. We want a reporter from every team that these kids got drafted from, and we're well on our way. We had an LSU guy today. I think we have a Michigan guy tomorrow, Jeffrey. And we need an NFC East
Illinois
guy.
Illinois guy.
Every day the rest of the week. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show. Thank you to our guy, Wilson Alexander. Thank you to our guy, Barstool Nate Dog, Little Nate X. Thank you to Dane Brugler. Thank you to Nikki Jobvala. Thank you to Chris Russell for infecting his finger and never, never, ever running out of content for us to discuss. tomorrow's going to be a fun one. Greenberg at 11. Thank you to Jeff for hustling on the stream. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. B-Mitch owes you a beer. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.